News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid and conservative, and just plain right. Coming up at 3 o'clock, you're going to want to stay tuned. Paul Sanford running for Congress for the listening area here, Congressional District 5, taking the seat, or trying to take the seat, being vacated by Mo Brooks as he runs for Senate. Anyway, he'll be on at 3 o'clock. There is that. Got a breaking news story, too, here. Actually, it's not too breaking because it came out overnight. You know, we've talked about several times the bill that was passed by the legislature. And by the way, I pick on them all the time. And you know, they deserve it all the time. I used to be, you know, in that same caucus down there that's in the supermajority right now. It just, you know, wasn't too long ago. So I feel comfortable picking, but I also feel comfortable giving kudos when they earn it. So the legislature on the last day of the session did some things from a socially conservative perspective that were much needed and also planted the flag on where Alabama stands on some of the social issues before our country, not the least of which was a bill to prevent the application of transgender therapies and surgeries on minors. All right, so why would that be controversial? Why should it be okay? Well, I'll tell you why it's controversial, because everything about it's controversial. There's no way to talk about transgenders and it not be controversial. You can say, well, I should be allowed to live. Well, okay. But don't stop and think that everybody has to suddenly love everything about what you represent and just be happy, especially when you attempt to do things that impact minors. Anyway, the legislature passed a bill that will criminalize the application of those therapies and treatments on minors as a form of child abuse. All right. Of course, lawsuits were filed. The bill is being challenged, and the bill went before U.S. District Judge Lyles Burke. Well, I know Judge Burke. He's a good dude, and he's also a conservative, and I'm curious to see how this is going to go. Anyway, that particular bill is up for a hearing on May the 5th, which is just 3 days before it's supposed to start taking effect. It was scheduled to take effect on May 8th, still is. They're asking for a temporary restraining order or preliminary injunction to stop Alabama from, you know, enforcing the law while the court challenge goes forward. And we'll see whether Judge Burke believes that is the right thing to do. I'll tell you what else is interesting about this is the fact that it is in the Northern District of Alabama, which I believe is where it is. Isn't that Judge Burke? I think he is. Because there has been long held the belief that somehow or another the little magic of picking your judge always went to the SPLC's favor, Southern Poverty Law Center's favor. And somehow or another, they always seem to get Judge Myron Thompson down in Montgomery. You know, the judge who could just magically make everything conservative be put on pause. It didn't matter what it was. You could say, we conservatively believe that the sky is blue. And Judge Myron Thompson would go, well, since the word conservative is in there, I hereby enjoin your further activities. I mean, it just felt that way. Judge Myron Thompson has enjoined more conservative policy than any judge that I know of. But Judge Lyles Burke got this case. So that hearing is set for May the 5th next week, and we will we'll keep in touch with that and probably do some commentary on it as things get closer. All right, there's that. Hey, I got to tell you too, by the way, this show, I'm loving the audience response to this show, and I want to thank you, by the way. And if you are one of those who listens online, thank you for that. That means you're going to our website, rightsideradio.org. So yeah, I'm encouraging the rest of you, though, check out the website. It's got a whole lot more on there than just listening live. So if you want to hear the show because you're getting outside of the overly broad range of our AM/FM capability here at WVNN, just know all you got to do is go to rightsideradio.org, click on Listen Live, and I always say, no matter where you is, there we is. But there's a ton of stuff on there besides that. There's all of our team members, you know, our sponsors, our direct sponsors. We got them listed on there. ZLA Solutions, Just Love Coffee, Vandy's, 1819. They're all on there so you can see who they are and click to their sites. Everything that we've written, because Copper and I both write a piece that comes out every week, is on there. You can find our writings. There's a photo gallery of places we've been, things we've done. And then there's our podcast. Our podcast on there is going great. And we are almost at 43,500 downloads, very close. I'm saying I'm saying, let's see. I know, copyright. So I'm saying, I give it 2 weeks. We're going to be at 45,000. What do you think? At least, oh, yeah. I think. So, okay, let's see. It is April 26th. I'm going to predict by mid-May, we're going to be at 50,000.
Oh, yeah.
Come on. Come on. Preach it. But yes, the podcast is on the website along with the Right Side Store. The Right Side Store has got tons of stuff to include, not just coffee mugs, not just t-shirts, not just stickers, not just stuff like that, but Right Side socks. My favorite. I've got 3 pair. Anyway, Right Side socks are very cool. All right, all of that's happening. All right, so the triple dipper for the day, I've got the first section laid out for you. I'm going to be starting it here in just a minute. I'm calling it, What Did They Say? There's a lot of things about what did they say. It's Alabama politics. What did they say? Well, there's things in here about, have you heard what's going on with the question of a debate in the U.S. Senate race? Yeah, so I have been saying all along, they need to do this. This is a hotly contested horse race right here for the U.S. Senate seat. The top three candidates are the ones who are really making it happen right now. One of the top three, which is Mike Durant, Mo Brooks, and Katie Britt, one of those three is going to be your next U.S. Senator. I guarantee you, there's going to wind up being a runoff. So don't you think it'd be necessary to hear what they have to say and see how they do standing side by side on a stage? I would love that. I get it. Sometimes they're getting a do no harm mode, and that's where Mike Durant's campaign has been. But Durant, he just came out and said something about debating. What did he say? I'll tell you that after the break. On top of that, what's happening with the debate? Is there a debate? Will it be televised? I'll tell you about that. And then there's stuff like, you know, I personally like Mike Lindell. I like the MyPillow guy. I like the MyPillows. But he said some things about hashtag AL politics, if you know what I mean. He said some things about Alabama elections. Well, what is it that State Representative Wes Allen, who's running for Secretary of State, had to say about that? That's going to be interesting. So lots of stuff mixed into this first section. Don't you want to know what your elected officials and leaders and candidates are saying here in Alabama? I got a stack for you. You know how I do. All the paper. Burning through some trees so we can do Right Side Radio. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Coming right back with number one of the Triple Dipper. What did they say in Alabama politics? I'll tell you. You stay tuned. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. I don't know what we're ever going to do if I have to change the way I intro this show, because I say that in my sleep now, Copper. I don't know what I would even say. it just happens. I could probably say that, you know, in between bites at dinner. It just happens all the time now. Okay. Listen, number one, the Triple Dipper. What'd they say in Alabama politics? Well, I think it's important that we keep track. You know, when our elected officials, our candidates say something, it's worth noting. Sometimes it comes out in different sources. So that's what this show does. I'm like an aggregator, right? I'm out there pulling stuff together. And so one of the things that I've tried to make sure that I do is go to the varying sources. Now, of course, one of those sources is 1819 News. Several of the stories I've got today all come from 1819, and that's to be expected because they have become one of my go-to sources for news that is straight up. Like, you can expect that when you get something from 1819 News, you're getting true reporting, and I really appreciate that. I also appreciate the fact that they clearly and definitively set their editorials off to the side. So when you see a story that says reporting, you're getting the straight balls and strikes. When it says editorial, then it's the opinion. Whereas you go to like some of the others like AL.com or whatever else, what you're getting is what I call the skew and the spew. They're twisting the story. They're making it sound like something they want it to be. Or for that matter, they're suppressing stories. And sometimes reporting and all that is just literally what they didn't say. Okay. So that being said, 1819news.com, if you have not checked them out, I encourage you to do that because they are literally making a dent right now. People are picking up on 1819's entry into the news of Alabama left and right now. And so check them out, 1819news.com. It's 1819news.com. That being said, I got multiple stories. So here's my first one. This one comes from 1819. My buddy Jeff Poore actually wrote this story, dated just a couple days ago. I had not seen this until I saw something on social media. It's like, well, how did I miss that story? So storyline right now is that Katie and Wesley Britt, Katie Britt, of course, running for Senate. Wesley Britt, her husband, a great guy, you know, played football for Alabama, went on to play for the New England Patriots. Katie and Wesley Britt are reported to have scrubbed their own social media accounts as they headed into the 2022 campaign. Now, I guess in one sense, I get that because you want to get rid of anything that could be questioned. But then again, I don't get that because if you can't stand by what you said in the past, maybe you shouldn't have said it at all. Anyway, story goes right now that 1819 News obtained images of a handful of social media posts from Katie Britt and her husband's accounts from Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. The posts are no longer available on those accounts, and they include apparently showing things like support of Black Lives Matter, a photo from a 2000 trip to China by Katie Britt, which I'm not sure that really matters a whole lot, a picture from a 2011 visit for Wesley Britt to Hong Kong that was part of a study abroad trip. I'm not sure why that matters. And a retweet of Katie Britt's former boss, U.S. Senator Richard Shelby's Twitter link to a media release announcing recognition of Shelby's work on the Senate Appropriations Committee and having cast 10,000 votes in the Senate. I guess that one is trying to indicate that, you know, they try to tie her to Richard Shelby as the career politician, the guy who was establishment. And so maybe that's what they're doing there. The one that gets me, though, the one that has been taken off of her social media is an indication here that they had participated in something called Blackout Tuesday, which was a gesture initiated by the music industry, it says, that was intended to be a virtual moment of silence in support of black victims of police violence linked to the Black Lives Matter movement in the wake of the George Floyd incidents. Okay. When Brit campaign spokesman Sean Ross was asked about it, we've had Sean Ross on the show before. When Brit campaign spokesman Sean Ross was asked about it, his response was, and apparently they blame it on Durant. I don't know how they decide who does what. It must be Durant. Why is it Durant? Could it not be Mo Brooks? Maybe it's one of the other guys who's not even in the top right now. Or maybe it's just somebody from the outside. Anyway, we enjoy Mike Durant continuing to bring up the subject of social media because it allows us another opportunity to remind Alabamians it's liberal anti-Trump big tech executives in California behind Durant's candidacy to the tune of millions of dollars. Okay, that's called deflection. So, all right, there's a story apparently backed by actually having in-hand images of Katie Britt, you know, tweeting out sympathetic issues to Black Lives Matter. Story from 1819 News. What else did they say? Pray tell, what is happening right now? Well, in that U.S. Senate race, one of the things that we've talked about on this show multiple times is, are they going to debate? I mean, are they going to? And I've said, okay, so apparently Katie Britt has long said, I'll debate. And Mo Brooks has always said, I'll debate. The thing that's been missing is the other top candidate, the one who the polls say is in the lead right now, Mike Durant, has not been saying he'll debate. In fact, he's not been saying anything about it. Just not been able to coordinate his calendar, you understand. Well, I don't think that flies well when you consider the fact that his image, as portrayed by his campaign and truthfully by his resume, is that he's the guy who can stand up under duress. He's not afraid of stress. He can do things in a hard situation. So why can't he get on stage and debate? All right. Okay. Anyway, story on Yellowhammer News. Dylan Smith over at Yellowhammer, good guy, he wrote in a story that came out yesterday, the Alabama Republican Party, he refers to as the ALGOP, proposes a fair debate platform for U.S. Senate candidates and decries liberal moderator bias. Okay, so here's this. John Wall, and I'm going to try and get John on the show again, Chairman John Wall, chairman of the Alabama Republican Party, says that what we need in Alabama is a chance to have a debate without interference from liberal moderators. Agree with that. Man, I remember some of the jackleg stuff that was happening during, you know, I mean, like I remember even when Mitt Romney had to debate the moderator. I mean, I'm not even a Mitt Romney fan, But the Republican candidate for president's having to spend more time debating the moderator than he was the opposing, you know, Obama candidate. Well, you saw it in the Trump campaign, debating Joe Biden and having to wrestle with the moderators. You saw it when Newt Gingrich was on the stage years ago running for president, and they wanted to question him about his personal life in a tacky way to the point that he called them down hard from the stage. All right. Representative Mo Brooks, the story says, and former BCA Council or Business Council of Alabama head Katie Britt have long promoted the idea of agreeing to a debate. Mike Durant, the race's front runner, has remained uncommitted until last week when he told reporters he would be glad to participate. All right, that's the breakthrough. Shabam. Apparently last Friday, Mike Durant at an event was questioned by reporters, "Are you going to debate, Mr. Durant?" And he comes back and says, "I'd be glad to." After telling the ALGOP that it would select a date if presented with scheduling office options, the party has now submitted three dates for the Durant campaign to choose from. They were sent to Durant's campaign this past weekend. When reached for comment by Yellowhammer News regarding the possibility, Chairman John Wall outlined what he saw as the need to provide Republican primary voters with a platform best enabling them to gain knowledge of the candidates. Okay, there's that. Bottom line is this, folks. Chairman Wall's doing what he can to try and make an opportunity arise. And the candidates are getting on the record now saying, yeah, we'll do it. And I'm just going to be honest with you. If you're listening from the Durant campaign, and I know some, I know you are, if you're listening from the Durant campaign, I'm just saying, if they offer you a date and it lines up with the other two campaigns, you're going to have to cancel the county fair on the backside of Egypt. In Alabama, because this is an opportunity for you to be televised across the broader part of the state. You're going to have to reschedule something else, the meet and greet at somebody's house. All those things are important. They're hugely important, and they shouldn't be underestimated. But what I'm saying is this is going to be the one and only event before the primary to put the candidates on the stage and have it televised. And so, Durant campaign, don't say you're willing to do it and then not do it. You're going to have to do it. There's that. I guess I'm lecturing now, but anyway, there you go. But follow-up story from AL.com. Did I go to AL.com? Yes, I did. AL.com says, written by Howard Koplowitz, April 22nd, this is Friday. This is the things that they're saying about this. Durant said, in regards to all of this, he says, "We're fine with debates," Durant told reporters at Superior Grill down in Hoover. He says, by the way, I love Superior Grill down in Hoover. I love that place. Anyway, he said, "But we got a schedule that was laid out. If we could fit it in, we're glad to do it." That's what I'm saying. Fit it in. You got to do it. He said, "My team is in conversations with everybody that wants to do it." Okay, make it happen. Anyway, that's it. Now, the other two campaigns have responded. Brooks, pretty rough. He says, "Mike Durant has the public policy chops of a snail." That's what he said. I don't know. Okay. I'm not sure what that means. Public policy chops of a snail. Anyway, he says, "I think Mike Durant will get clobbered in a debate." Somebody asked him a hard question. "I think he'd be like a deer in the headlights." That's Mo Brooks talking. Katie Britt says, with maybe a little more tact, but still going after Durant, says, "We have done Senate forum after Senate forum, and I have to give it to Congressman Brooks. He's been at every single one of them with me. The other candidate came to one and then has not been to the last five." And when he says the other candidate, you know who she's talking about. She's talking about Mike Durant. So this is not. This feels like a Durant beat up session. It's not. I think he's firmly in the lead. I think he's running a pretty solid race. But I do think this has to happen. Okay, switching gears. Let's see what else I got here. Nothing else on that one. No, nothing else on that one. Nope, that's it for the debate. Let's do this, Copper. I'll tell you what. I got stuff about what Katie Britt says about the southern border. I got stuff about our congressional delegation calling for things from Alejandro Mayorkas at Department of Homeland Security. I got Mo Brooks talking about January 6th. But let's do a break. Copper, go ahead and move us to a break. We'll do that. I'll come back from the break. Finish up with this. What'd they say in Alabama politics? They said a lot in the last couple of days. It's like you can't stop them from talking. The important thing is, as I go to 1819newsal.com, Yellowhammer, and National News, pull it all together for you is that you hear it in one spot right here on Right Side Radio, where we are solid conservative and just plain right. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. Oh man, man, we gotta have the kick in on this one. Let it play, let it play. There it goes. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, trying out the new bumps this week. That was Aerosmith. Copper, though, that's the one we got to, one of the ones we got to shorten the front end of it. So, yeah, well, make a note to that one. Go ahead and shorten the front end of that one real quick, all right? Or sometime soon. Don't let that one get away again. Hey, what was that call you just got a moment ago? What was that about?
Oh, yeah. Got a call that said she had been in the airport and she just met somebody randomly from Australia who said that they had been listening to your show regularly.
From Australia?
From Australia.
I gotta love that. Well, that's just crazy cool. You know, it's funny you say that because one of those, was that Rita that called in too, by the way?
Yes.
Thank you, Rita, for letting us know that. That is huge. That's like one of those like shots in the arm. Australia. Hello, Australia, if you're out there. Thank you very much. And California is still the second biggest, you know, downloaders of our podcast. That's just wow. Copper, so, you know, yesterday we had Andrew Ford on from ZLA Solutions talking about business issues and putting people back to work and all that.
Yeah.
So when we were off the air, he told me, he says, hey, I got to tell you. He said, I was, you know, in Huntsville the other day and I was meeting with one of my clients. And he said, the guy looks at me and goes, hey, did I hear on ZLA Solutions being talked about on Right Side Radio? And he goes, yeah, that's Phil Williams. And he goes, man, you know Phil Williams? And he goes, yeah. And he goes, well, I listen to the show all the time. So anyway, ZLA Solutions was pretty excited to hear that not only are they partnering with the show, but when they meet with their clients are glad.
So <That's cool.
laughs> anyway, that was kind of cool. All right, listen, we're going to wrap up the section on the Triple Dipper. Top of the hour here in a few minutes, we're going to have that news break. And following that, we're going to have former state senator Paul Sanford. We served together in Montgomery. He's going to be on talking about his campaign for the congressional seat being vacated by Mo Brooks. Other things happening. Candidates, what are they saying? Well, Katie Britt is out there with a brand new ad reported by Yellowhammer. Our own Yaffe wrote this story for Yellowhammer. Talked about the fact that Katie Britt released her immigration platform as part of her race and now released a new ad. And in the ad, she says, the fact that Joe Biden still has not been to this border is a disgrace. And by the way, I agree with that. Joe Biden needs to get himself down to the border. I mean, Trump went down there and got sand on his shoes. Come on, sir. But he didn't want to do that. He didn't want to put himself next to that. And so anyway, she talks about the fact that illegal border crossings are so high, and she releases a picture of herself talking by the wall itself. And so, yeah, Katie Britt advertising on the border issue. And then we got the fact that, speaking of the border issue, Yaffe once again wrote another story for Yellowhammer. Good on Yaffe. But Yaffe wrote this story that four of our members of Congress in Alabama, four of our congressional delegation, in this case it was U.S. Representatives Adderholt, Brooks, Carl, and Moore. I don't know why Gary Palmer's not in this. But anyway, they joined more than 50 Republicans in a letter sent to Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, criticizing him for his handling of the crisis at the southern border. Here's what they said. You ready for this? Good lines. Said, your actions have willingly endangered American citizens, undermined the rule of law and our nation's sovereignty. Your failure to secure the border and enforce the laws passed by Congress raised grave concerns about your suitability for office. They believe, by the way, that Mayorkas is breaking the law by failing to implement the Remain in Mexico policy, even though, like they said in the letter, quote, you've been specifically instructed by the court to implement that protocol in good faith or take new actions that comply with the law, and you have done neither. Word is strong right now. I think Kevin McCarthy, who's seen as a possible next Speaker of the House, he clearly has said that Mayorkas faces impeachment proceedings if the Republicans can take the majority. And that's worth doing, in my opinion, because this is a dereliction of duty. There's no way around this. The southern border is beyond just, we're not sure how to fix it. It's pure dereliction of duty. It's willful. It's willful. And that's one of the ways that you can get rid of government action is by proving that it's arbitrary and capricious or willfully disregarding the law. 1819 News, separate story written by our buddy Jeff Poor. Congressman Mo Brooks was asked about a recording that was leaked indicating that Kevin McCarthy had a conversation with Liz Cheney and said something to the effect that he was going to ask for President Trump to resign after January 6th. Well, first of all, Brooks points out, he says, a lot of people say a lot of things in D.C. They don't always mean what they say. I'm not sure what was happening here, but he also points out, why is someone secretly recording a conversation with Kevin McCarthy, which in D.C. would be a violation of the law? Interesting all the way around. And then the MyPillow guy, he came out and said that our elections were a problem. He endorsed Jim Ziegler for Secretary of State, and Wes Allen says, no, we didn't have any hacks of our system because he said, I was a probate judge. I was a chief elections guy for Pike County. We don't have election machines that are hooked to modems. That was not possible. Interesting. All right, there you go, folks. Half an hour. What did they say in Alabama politics? Coming up next, we got former state senator Paul Sanford calling in, talking about his race for Congress. You stay tuned. We'll be right back.